So we're on Jafanes with right before the first of the medium wide lines. So Gemara says Tan Rabbanan, Mayim Tzlulin Yashav Bahenat Savaru Vekore. So if the water is clear, so you could sit in the water up to your neck, and you could say Kriya Shema. So going back on what we saw in the Gemara earlier, that if you're in the mikvah and it's almost Nitzachala, and you have to say Kriya Shema, so then you could say it even in the water if you cover yourself up. Some say you should pick up the dirt underneath the water and make the water murky, make it dirty, this way you can't see the erva. The Tanakama, so how come according to the first reading of the Gemara that you could say Shema even in clear water? Problem is you're seeing your erva. You can't say Shema when you see your erva. The Gemara says no, because Savar Libo Roas Erva, but the Tanakama holds that that's not a problem. If you see your erva, you could still say Shema. So the Gemara asks, Vahare Akevo Roas Erva, but your heel is seeing erva, which is also a problem. Which is no, because Savar Akevo Roas Erva, so Tanakama also holds that your heel seeing erva is also not a problem. Itmar Akevo Roas Erva, but what about Nogea? What about if your heel is touching erva? So Abai Amar Asr Vrava Amar Mutter. Rav Zvid Masnei Lo Hashmaita Hachi. So he taught that Machlokas of the following brisa. Rav Chinana Bereid Rav Ika Masnei Lo Hachi. He taught about the following case. Nogeya Divrei Hakol Aser. Everyone agrees that when your heel touches the erva, it's going to be aser to say Shema. Roa. What about if you're only seeing erva? So Abaye Amar Aser Rava Amar Mutter. Lo Nitna Torah La Malachi Asharis, because the Torah was not given to Malachim. Malachim don't have a concept of erva, obviously. So therefore, this criteria is that we can't be 100% careful about not seeing erva. And therefore, he holds that it's going to be mutter. The Hilchza Nogea Asa Roa Mutter. We paskin that if your heel is touching erva, then you're not allowed to say Shema, but if your part of your body is simply exposed, then you are allowed to say Shema. Amar Rava, Tzoa Ba Shashis Mutter Likros Kriya Shema Kenegda, Erva Ba Shashis Asa Likros Kriya Shema Kenegda. So if there's Tzoa, there's feces inside of a certain kind of a Kli, so then you're allowed to say Kriya Shema opposite the Tzoa, as long as it's encased in this Kli. But if there's erva that's in the kli, let's say someone sitting on the toilet or something, for example, like that, so then it would be also just Ishma. So the Gemara says, "Tzoa b'ashrashes mutter likros kriya shma kenegda." Why? To tzoa b'kisu talia milsa v'hamachasya. So the whole issue of saying kriya shma in front of tzoa is only about whether the tzoa is covered. Here, the tzoa is covered inside, let's say, of a toilet bowl. Erva b'ashrashes also likros kriya shma kenegda, but you can't say when there's erva there because what the pasuk says, "V'lo yirevecha ervas davarim arachmana v'kam ischazia." The Torah says you're not allowed to have erva exposed when you're saying dvarim shabikdusha, and here the erva is visible, the erva is exposed, and therefore you're not allowed to say Shema. Amar Abai, Tzoa kol shu mevat la beruk, Amar Rava uveruk ava. So Abai says that tzoa can be batel with any amount of spit, right? And there's any amount of tzoa can be batel with spit, and therefore you can say Shema, but Rava says it has to be thick spit. Amar Rava, Tzoa beguma, maniach sandalo aleha vekore kriya Shema. There's tzoa inside of a of a hole, of a pit, so you could just put your foot on top of the pit and say Shema. But Amar Bere Deravina Tzoa Devuka Besandal Omai. Gemara says Tiku. So Gemara's not sure what the din would be if there's Tzoa stuck to your shoe, whether you're allowed to say Shema in that situation. Amar Yehuda Akum Arum Aser Likros Kriya Shema Kenegda. You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of a non-Jew who's naked. So Gemara asks, My Iri Akum Afili Yisrael Nami. Yeah, but that's true for a Jew also. What's the Chiddush of a non-Jew? So the Gemara says, No, Yisrael Pshito Ledaser. For a Jew, it's obviously Aser to say Shema in front of their erva. Ela Akum Mitzrichel. The Chiddush is about a non-Jew. Ma'u the same one could have argued. The pasuk in Yecheskel describes the Mitzriim as donkeys, as they have the flesh of donkeys. So one could have argued that really a non-Jew is no different than a chamor in that regard, and therefore there should be no issue of saying Shema in front of their erva. We see in Parshas Noach when Cham sees Noach's erva and Shem and Yefes don't. So the pasuk describes it as ervas avihem, and we know Noach was not a Jew, so therefore the non-Jews also have a concept of erva. Then the Mishnah said v'lo yiskasa lo b'mayim harayim v'lo b'mei hamish. That you shouldn't cover yourself with dirty waters or with waters that were sitting in a vat, but rather you should, if you're in those kinds of dirty waters, you're going to have to add on and dilute it with clean water. So the Gemara asks, how much water are you supposed to pour? And you're already sitting in a mikvah of water, so if the water is dirty, how much more water are you supposed to pour and dilute it? So the Gemara says, in other words, don't say Shema in dirty when you're sitting in dirty waters in the mikvah, and if you're in front of meraglim, if you're in front of urine, so you can't say Shema until you dilute it with water, and only then are you allowed to say Shema. Tana Rabbanan, kama yata lasochan mayim. So how much water do you have to mix into the urine in order to say Shema? Gemara says kol shu. Any amount of water is good enough. Rav Zakeh yomer revias. You have to mix in a revias of water. Amar Rav Nachman, machlokas levesof. Ava betchila kol shein. Right. In other words, the machlokas here in the Gemara about whether it's enough to pour in, a kol shu or a revias, that's only livasof. In other words, meaning to say, when it comes to when it comes to having the urine already there and you're already saying Shema. So the question is, how much water do I have to pour in? But if it's but lechatchila, the Gemara says that everyone agrees. Rav lechatchila koshin. But if it's at the outset, so everyone agrees that even a koshu of water would be good enough. Rav Yosef Amar no, machlokas lechatchila. Ava levesof divrei hakol revius. And he says the opposite. He says that everyone agrees at the end that it has to be a revius. Amar Rav Yosef leshama. He told his attendant, Aisili reviasa demaya ki Rav Zakeh. Bring me a revius of water to dilute the urine, like Rav Zakeh said. And therefore, you see that's how Rav Yosef assumed lahalacha. Tana Rabbanan, Grav Sho Reiva Avit Shomei Raglaim Asur Likros Kriya Shema Kenegdon Ve'afa Pi She'in Bohem Klum. So let's say you have a Grav Sho Rei or Avit Shomei Raglaim is basically like a urinal or like a toilet bowl. In other words, there are things that are used for, you know, defecating, for urinating. Even if there's nothing actually inside of them right now, even if they're cleaned out right now, you're not allowed to say Shema in front of them. Meraglaim Atzman Atchayat Losochan Mayim. And the urine itself, you're not allowed to say Shema unless you dilute it. The Chama Yat Losochan Mayim Kol Shun. Again, according to the Tanakhama, any amount of water is enough to dilute the urine. Rav Zakeh Yomer Revius, right? He says no. It says that a Revius is good enough. Bein lifnei hamita, bein laachar hamita, right? And that's true. In other words, whether the urine is in front of the bed or the back of the bed, so he says that would be that would still be okay. In other words, if I dilute the urine a little bit and there's a bed that's separating between me and the meraglayim, so that I could say Shema. Rav Shimon Gamliel Yomer laachar hamita korei lifnei hamita, eino korei. So if the urine is behind the bed, then you could say Shema. But if it's in front of the bed, then you're not allowed to. But rather, if it's in front of the bed, you should distance yourself 4 amos and only then say Shema. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Afilu bayis mea ama lo yikra, ad sheyotzim o sheyanichim tachas hamita. Even if a house is 100 amos, it's a huge house, so you really shouldn't say Shema until you either remove the urine or the feces from the house, or until you kind of cover it up with some sort of kli, right, or you stick it under the bed. So did the Gemara mean that when the urine is behind the bed, you can say Shema right away, and if it's in front of the bed, you have to distance yourself 4 amos, and then say Shema? Maybe the Gemara meant that when it's behind the bed, distance yourself 4 amos, if it's in front of the bed, you can't say Shema at all. So the Gemara says, Tashma, the sound you're showing in a lezer omer, achar hamita kore miyad, lefnei hamita marcha gar ba'amos. So that's according to the Tanakhama. So the Gemara says, okay, Bayan of Shitalon, you've resolved our question, but Masniyasa Kashina Hadade. But we still have contradictory braces in terms of whether you're allowed to say Shema when the urine is either in front of the bed or behind the bed. So the Gemara says, Epoch Basraisa. So let's flip around the last braisa to make it conform with the first one. So the Gemara asks, My chaz is da apach lasraisa, epoch kamaisa. Why do you have to flip the last braisa? Why don't you flip the first braisa and make it that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you're allowed to say Shema even if it's Ameachor, even if it's in lifnei hamita, as long as you distance yourself 4 amos, according to the Tanakhama, you can't say Shema at all. If it's lifnei hamita, if it's la'achar hamita, then if you distance yourself 4 amos, it will be mutter. So the Gemara says, "Man shamas lei de amar kule bayis karba amos dami." Who's the shita that holds that an entire house has the status of arba amos? That's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So since that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar shita, so therefore, when if there's urine in front of the bed, so even if your house is 100 amos, it doesn't matter where you're standing in the house, because the entire house has the status of arba amos. So therefore, there's no way you could possibly distance yourself 4 amos and then say Shema, because the whole house has the status of Arba Amos. Amrav Yosef, ba'aymine miravuna. Mita pachos mishlosha, pshita lid de kelavo dame. So if the bed is under 3 tefachim from the ground, so then it's obvious that it has the status of a lavad, right? Lavad means like a behelchos sukkah, for example, right? That if I have a pole that's, let's say, that's within 3 tefachim from the ground, so we view it as if it's actually attached to the ground in halacha, right? So when something is within 3 tefachim of the ground, so the Gemara assumes that that's going to be considered a valid covering, let's say, for feces or for urine, if it's within 3 tefachim. What about shlosha arba chamisha shisha sheva shemona tishana? What if it's between 3 and 9? So Amar Lei says lo yadana. So asara vadilom ibayili says 10 for sure I know is a different reshus. 10 is for sure not, 10 tefachim is for sure not part of this question. The question is what about between 3 and 9? So Amar Lei shabar avadet lo ibayilicha kol asara reshus achariti. So it makes sense that you didn't even ask about 10 tefachim, because 10 tefachim we know from other areas of halacha, from Erevin, for example, by reshus hayachid, that something 10 tefachim, it's considered like an independent reshus. So therefore, by 10 tefachim, for sure the bed would not be a valid covering for the urine or the feces. It would need to be with it. So, but the suffix is what about between 3 and 9? Amar Rav, Ehilch sapachos mishlosha kelava dame, asara reshusa acharit. So the halakha is that when it's less than 3 tefachim, it's lava, it's considered to be a covering. If it's more than 10 tefachim, then it's considered to be a separation. What about mishlosha asara? Hayinu de ba'amine Rav Yosef mi Ravuna, velo pashale. That was the suffix that was unresolved. They weren't sure what the din is, that it's between 3 and 9 tefachim. Amar Rav, halakha kirashu ben Elazar, v'chin amar bali, amar Rav Yaakov,
Rav Abba Shmuel halach Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That's what he passed. And Rav Amar, no, in halach Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Achai he asik leila brei be Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Mirta. So he was marrying off his son. So aile lechupa, he was bringing him to the chupa. Velo hava mistaya milsa. Right? In other words, he lo hava mistaya milsa. This context means that he wasn't able to consummate the marriage. Meaning he wasn't able to finish the act of relations with his wife. So azal basrei la ayunis. He went to go see how he was doing. Chazas sefer Torah de mancha. He sees that there's a sefer Torah in the area where his son and his new wife are. Amar lehu echu hashtelo asai sakanton lebri. So he said that now you're causing. In other words, you almost killed my son because you had relations in a place where there was a sefer Torah. The sanya bias sheyesh bo sefer Torah utfilin asar l'shamish b'lasamita achiyuniyim ochiyanichim klibas ochli. You're not allowed to have relations in a house where there's a sefer Torah utfilin until either you take them out of the house or if you have, you cover them in a double covering. Amar Rabbi Lushanu el b'chli sheino klian. We spoke about this earlier, that if a covering is considered to be like a normal covering for tefillin, for example, that doesn't count as a covering. It has to be a covering which is not normal. In other words, if I want to double cover my Sefer Torah or tefillin, it can't be with a regular tefillin covering. It has to be with a covering that's not normal in order for it to be considered a separation. Amar Rava, glima akamatra kechlibas ochlidame. Right, glima akamatra means when I have some sort of a cloak or some sort of a covering on top of a chest. Akamatra means like a chest, like a case where you hold a Sefer Torah or tefillin, so that's considered to be like a double covering, and that would be okay. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah tzarech lasos lomachitza asara. So if you have a Sefer Torah, you have to make a partition of 10 tefachim if a person wants to have relations in the house where there's a Sefer Torah. Marzutra ikol avir avashi, chazi leduchte demar bar avashi demanach be Sefer Torah. He sees that he has a Sefer Torah in his house, fa'ovet li mechitza asar, and he sees that there's a 10 tefach mechitza. Amr lekeman kerev Yeshua ben Levi. So he says that's what we said before, that in order to have relations in the house with a Sefer Torah, you have to have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, Emer damar rav Yeshua ben Levi, de leisli be sacharina. Mar ha'isli be sacharina. So he says maybe Rabbi Shimon Levi only said that din that you can put a 10 tefach mechitza to separate between you and your wife and the Sefer Torah if there's no other house that you have, meaning to say that if there's the only house that you own, so then if you need to have relations, so you put up a 10 tefach mechitza. But let's say you own another house. He says you own another house, so how come you're here? So he says you're right. He says lava dati, meaning I wasn't thinking about that. I was unaware of that. I didn't realize it. But if a person has another house, then really he shouldn't have relations bechlal even with a 10 tefach mechitza. So then we said kama yarchik mehenu menatzoa arbam. So a person needs to distance himself from urine or from feces for amos in order to say kriyishma. Amarav amarav schor amarav unavu shanu el achorav. Avalafanav marchik maloenav v'chein letfila. So we said that that's only true that you have to distance yourself for amos from tsoa if you're going backwards, right? In other words, if it's going to be behind you. But if it's in front of you, then you have to distance yourself to the point that you can no longer see. And the same is true when it comes to saying shmona esrei. Asks the Gemara, is that really true? V'ha'amarav from bar papa amarav chista omen adon keneged beisakise umispal person can stand in front of a bathroom and daven. So there we don't say that you have to distance yourself to the point where you can no longer see the bathroom. So the Gemara says, no, hakamalayaskinim beisakise shein bozo. It's a bathroom that's never been used before, right? In other words, it's a bathroom that no one defecated in. So the Gemara asks, ini really v'hamar of Yosef Archanina beisakise shamru afa pi shein bozo v'samerchas shamru afa pi shein boadam. It's not true because all these dinim of not saying Shema or not wearing tefillin in a bathroom or in a bathhouse are true even if no one's used the bathroom and no one's currently in the bathhouse. So the Gemara says, alahakamalayaskinan bechadet. We're talking about a new bathroom. In other words, not pshat that no one that's never been. In other words, not pshat that there's nothing that the bathrooms are clean right now. It's mamash brand new. It's never been used before. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Fami boy lele ravina. But that was the shaila we raised earlier, right? His minu lebesakise mahu yesh zimun o ein zimun. The shaila we spoke about this issue earlier, right? The question about whether hazmana milsi. In other words, if I designate something for use, but I've never actually used it yet, is that good enough? So for example, we saw this earlier about tefillin, right? Let's say I have a tefillin bag and I want to put money in the tefillin bag. So we saw something in the Gemara, right? That in other words, the question is, we seem to assume that you need to have both. You have to designate the bag as well as actually have used it before for tefillin. So the Gemara has a shaila here. What if a person designated a place as a bathroom but never actually used it yet? So that's the shaila. Do we assume that yesh zimun or ein zimun, in other words, is the mere designation of the place as a bathroom enough to make it a bathroom lahalacha or not? So the Gemara says, ki kami ba'ali l'ravina l'meika male l'tzaluye begave. That was only in terms of setting up the bathroom in terms of davening next to it. But no one says you're allowed to daven in front of the bathroom, meaning if I want to daven near the bathroom off to the side, so that's a suffix whether it's considered to be a bathroom halachically. But to daven mamish in front of the bathroom, even if it's never been used before, that's for sure not okay. Amar Rava, hani bati kisai de parsai, afagav de ispuhutsoa, kistu mendamu. When it comes to the Persian bathrooms, so for Persian bathrooms, bathrooms, even though there is currently tzoa inside of the bathroom, it's considered to be like covered up. So Rashi explains, what does that refer to? So he says that they used to, basically, the way people used to go to the bathroom, they would dig a hole in the ground. They would use that for the bathroom. So he says that the way they used to do it, it was basically that they had the hole that they used to make in the ground was on an incline, and the feces would roll down. So this way it would be farther away from the area where you were standing. So even though the bathroom was here, but the feces went farther away. The tzoa went farther away. So therefore it was mutter to say shema even in front of that bathroom because the tzoa was farther away. The Mishnah says, Zav shera keri, v'nida shapota shechva zera, v'hameshameshes shera asa nida, tzrichin tevil rav yudah poter. We alluded to this Mishnah earlier, back on Daf Chaf Aleph, right? The Mishnah says, let's say a person who's currently a Zav. So we said a Zav is a person, a man, who has a certain type of a mission. It's not brought about by inappropriate thoughts or excessive eating or drinking, but rather it's simply some sort of a disease. So if a Zav experiences keri, so a Zav, we know right now, currently, he's tameh, but he can't go to the mikvah until after 7 days. Whereas if a person is a Balkari, so he goes to the mikvah that evening. So the question is, if a person is a Zav, so he's only, let's say, he's in day number 3 of his Ziva, so he can't go to the mikvah yet. But then he sees Keri. So for Keri, generally, you're supposed to go to the mikvah. The problem is, it's not really going to help you because you're still going to be tummy as a Zav for another 4 days. So the Mishnah's Machluk is about this. So according to Tanakama, if a Zav sees Keri, or let's say a woman's a Nida. So again, the same story is true. If she's a Nida, she can't go to the mikvah until after 7 days. But if she ejaculates semen from after having relations with her husband, so that Shechvazer makes her tummy for that one day. Or if a woman who is having relations, right, as a Nida, right, she sees Dom in the middle of a relation. So in all these cases, she's still she or he are still tummy for additional number of days, but they're also tummy for tonight. So the question is there any point in going to the mikvah? So Tanakama says, yes, they have to go to the mikvah, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that they're putter. So the Gemara says, Ibaya lehu, Balkari shera ziva le Rabbi Yehuda ma'u. So what's the din in terms of, in other words, this is the opposite case. In the Mishnah, we had a Zav who sees Keri. Now we're asking about a Balkari who sees Ziva. So what would the din be according to Rabbi Yehuda? Do we say, ki putter Rabbi Yehuda hasam bezav shera Keri, to make Karl lav bar tefila hu av a Balkari shera ziva, right? So in other words, do we say that maybe the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you're putter from going to the mikvah is because a Zav was not yet chayv to go to the mikvah because it was too early. It wasn't the seventh day yet. So maybe that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that when the Zav sees Keri now, he's putter from going to the mikvah, right? Aval Balkari shera ziva to meikara bar tevila hu michayav. But if a Balkari sees ziva where he was already about a bar tevila, because a Balkari has to go to the mikvah that night, so maybe he who's chayv to go to the mikvah, so maybe he should also be chayv to go to the mikvah now. Oh, the maloshna, maybe no, maybe we say there also that there's no difference in that and they shouldn't have to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says Tashma hamishameshes veras sanid tzricha tefila rabbi to poter. Right. So the case of a couple who's having relations and they see and the woman sees blood in the middle. So in those cases they have to go to the mikvah. But Rabbi Yehuda says they're poter. So the Gemara says hamishameshes veras sanid kibal keri shera ziva dam yovik poter Rabbi Yehuda. So but the case where they're having relations and she experiences blood. So that's similar to the case of a balkari who sees ziva because she was temeya at the outset and now she and now she becomes Tamea further for another 7 days, and yet Rabbi Yehuda still says that she's pure from going to the mikvah. So don't you see, therefore, that even in the case of a Balkari who sees Ziva, Rabbi Yehuda would also say that you're Pater. So the Gemara says, Shma Mina, right? So therefore you see that's it. Tani Rabbi Chia Behedja Balkari Shira Ziva Tzarech Tevila Rabbi Yehuda Poter. So Rabbi Chia taught this price explicitly that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a Balkari sees Ziva, he's going to be Pater from going to the mikvah. Fine. Hadra left Mishamis. So the Mishnah says, Tilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Dalet Shel. So what's the latest time that a person can daven Shmona Esrei for Shachris? So according to the Tanakhama, you have until Chatzos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have until the fourth hour in the day. Hamincha ad ha'erev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plag hamincha. Right, so according for minu machulik is for mincha either till shkia or until plag, an hour and a quarter before shkia. Tilas ha'erev for ma'ariv, so ein la keva. Meaning, obviously, there's a time to daven ma'ariv. It just means that you can daven ma'ariv all night. The shal musaf from kol hayom, and davening musaf technically is all day. And as we see in the Gemara, right, Rabbi Yehuda holds till the seventh hour. Uremin, who asks the Gemara, mitzvasim anitzachama kadesh yismagul l'tfila v'nimtzam espal bayom. But the Brisa says that the ideal time to daven shachris is by netzachama, in order that this way you say shema by right before netzachama, so you can be able to say Kriya Shema as the sun is rising. So the Gemara says, no, Kitanya hi levasikin, damar Rabbi Yochanan vasikin hayugom rmoseim hanetzachama. In other words, for the people who are makbid for vasikin, so then those people have to finish Shmona Esrei with sunrise. But b'derech klal mikra din, you could really dive in until either the fourth hour or maybe even until Chatzos, according to the Tanakhama. So the Gemara asks, v'chule amar Chatzos v'sulo, does everyone hold the latest time for Shachris is only until Chatzos? V'hamar Rav Mari b'rei de Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yirmiyah bar Abam Rabbi Yochanan ta'avlo hispalo arvis mispalo v'shachris shtayim Shachris mispalo b'min Mincha Shtayim Kuleyoma Matzle V'Azil Ad Chatzos. In other words, this is talking about the din of Tashlum. Let's say a person for some reason forgot to daven Ma'ariv. So the din is you have to daven two Shmona Esrei by Shachris. If you daven Shachris, you daven two Shmona Esrei by Mincha, right? Because why? Because that's all considered to be one day, right? Kuleyoma Matzle V'Azil means that that's all considered to be like one day of Tefillah, and therefore as long as it's still part of the same day, so you could still be do a Tashlum for the Tefillahs that you missed. Ad Chatzos Yohavelei Schar Tefillah Bizmana. Mikan Ve'ilach Schar Tefillah Yohavelei Schar Tefillah Bizmana. lo yahad eli. The Gemara makes a distinction that up until chatzos, hadam chakras up until chatzos. So not only that was I yotzei tefila, I yotzei tefila bismana. But hadam chakras after chatzos, so I get some sort of schar for tefila, but it doesn't have the status of tefila bismana. So the Gemara asks Sibayalu, tavlo hispala mincha, ma'ushi hispala arviz beis. What would the din be the following? Let's say I forgot daven mincha. Now I want to know, can I do tashlumah for mar? In other words, beforehand we said in the Gemara the reason why I can make up a missed mariv or a missed chakras because it's still part of the same halachic day. What if I forgot daven mincha? Can I daven two marivs to make up for the lost mincha? So the Gemara says, "Imtim tzalomer tavlo hispala arviz hispala chakras beis mishum dechad yomahu dechse vayerev vayivoker yomachad aval hachat tefila bimkom karbani vechivan de'aver yomavat al karbani." On the one hand, you can say like this: if a person forgot to daven mariv, so then I understand why I can make it up with two shmoneses by chakras. Why? Because there it's part of the same halachic day, because the day starts the previous night. So if I forget daven mariv, I can daven two chakras, and that's still in terms of when it comes to tefillah. Let's say for shmona esrei, tefillah is in place of a karban. So once the day passes, the karban is no longer valid. In other words, if I forgot daven mincha and now it's already after shkia, so I can't daven two mariv because it's already the next day. So therefore, maybe on the one end, the Gemara says maybe I can't daven two mariv. Oh, the Gemara says no. Kevan the tzlusa rachmei, since tefillah is all about rachamim, kol yemes debay matzliv oz. I can always ask Hashem for rachamim, and it doesn't really make a difference whether it's the same halachic day or not. So that's the Gemara's suffix. The Gemara says tashma. Tam Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan. Tavol hispala mincha, mispala arvis shtayim. Ve'im bazeh mishum da'avar yom abatal karban. So the Gemara says no. They forgot daven mincha, I can daven two mares, and that's not a violation of a person who forgets to bring a karban. In other words, that if it passes, I can no longer bring my karban. So when I ask Meisve, Pasuk says in Koheles, Uvas lo yuchal liskon v'chesser lo yuchal himanos. So what does that Pasuk mean? Uvas lo yuchal liskon, a person who's crooked can't be rectified. Zesh abitel kriyash mashal arvis or kriyash mashal shachris, o tefillah shal arvis or tefillah shal shachris. So that refers to a person who's mevatel kriyashma by night, kriyashma by day, shmon esher by night, shmon esher by day. And then the Pasuk says v'chesser lo yuchal himanos, a person who's lacking can't be filled, can't be counted. Zesh emninu chaver lidvar mitzvah v'lo nimna imam. That refers to a person who appoints someone else to do a mitzvah and doesn't join in with them in the mitzvah. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hacha b'mayaskinan shebita b'mezer. Am Rav Ashi deikanami deikatani batev lo katani tashmamina. Meaning only when a person is mevatel davening b'mezer, that's when we assume that he's no longer able to make it up. The person forgot to daven or he was doing something else and it slipped his mind, whatever it was. So then in that case, in Achanami we say that he could still make it up a tashlum. If you b'mezer didn't daven, so then in Achanami you're not able to make it up. So the Gemara says Tan Rabbanan tavlo hispala mincha b'erev Shabbos mispala b'leil Shabbos Shem. So let's say the following situation. Let's say you forgot to daven mincha on Friday. So now what do? You have to daven two shmon esrei for Maariv Friday night, right? But tavlo is hispala mincha b'Shabbos. You can daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So then mispala motzei Shabbos time. Shalchol. Then you daven two weekday shmona esrei at night. Meaning, let's say in the first case also, you're going to daven two shmona esrei of Maariv of Shabbos. You can't daven a shmona esrei of Chol once Shabbos starts, even if it's a tashlumin for a weekday tefillah. So here also, when you forget daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon, so you daven two weekday Maarivs, right? So mavdil bar rishona veda mavdil b'shnia, v'mhibdil b'shnia, v'lohibdil bar rishona, shnia also lo rishona lo also. So the Gemara says the following. You're supposed to say atachon antanu during the first Maariv, in other words, the first shmona esrei. That's actually Maariv. The second one is a tashlumin. But let's say you forgot. Let's say you said atachot in the second Maariv. So then b'diyeva, the Gemara says that the second tefillah counts, but the first one didn't really count because it's megalim afreya. The first tefillah wasn't anything because atachot antanu has to be the tefillah that immediately follows Shabbos. So that means that if I said atachot antanu in the second shemona esrei, it means my first shemona esrei wasn't really a tefillah because even though if you forgot to say atachot antanu b'diyeva, you don't have to repeat shemona esrei on motzei Shabbos on a regular motzei Shabbos. But here the whole reason why we're doing tashlumin is to make up for a lost tefillah. So if I mess up and I forget to say atachot antanu in the tefillah, it's supposed to be Maariv, and now I want it to count as mincha, so it's not going to count because I'm saying it as a wrong tefillah. So the Gemara asks, "Lememer the chevin de lo avdo bekamaisa kamanda lo tzolidam yimahadrila." Does that mean to say that if I forget to say atachot antanu in the first one esrei, it's keilu I didn't daven, and now I have to repeat all shmon esrei? Ureminu ta'avlo hiskir gvuras kasham mitchiasa meisim b'sheilu berkas hashanim machazirno so havdala b'chorin adas imachzirno so meshiachol omra alakos. So the Gemara says kash. In other words, what the problem here is that the Braisa says if a person forgets to say mashiv ruach, or he forgets to say v'sein talumat or v'sein brach, whatever it is, he mixes them up. So then he has to repeat shmona esrei. But if a guy forgets to say atachon antanu, he doesn't have to repeat shmona esrei. So the Gemara says, so I understand. So you just told me a second ago that if I forget to say atachon antanu, so then I'm gonna have to say shmona esrei all over. That's against his Braisa. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's a difficulty. So we just pointed out before. This is based on the vart from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim al Shah says that the vart is that when I forget to say mariv, if I forget to say atachon antanu, it's megala that wasn't really a tefillah of mariv. because it's not a din in Maariv, you say Tachanun Torah, it's a din in the first tefillah you say after Shabbos. So if my first tefillah after Shabbos didn't have a Tachanun Torah, it doesn't count as a tefillah of Motzei Shabbos. Itmar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, tefillos avos teknum, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Amar, tefillos keneged tamidin teknum. Tefillos machlokas, whether the institution of tefillah b'zman hazeh is keneged the avos, meaning Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or they keneged the various karbanos that we brought. So the Gemara says, Tanik vaseid Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Tanik vaseid Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Tanik vaseid Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Avraham tikei tefillah shachar shenemar vayashkem Avraham baboker al hamakom asher amad sham ve'in amida el tefillah shenemar vayamod pinchas vayifalel. So we know Avraham was misakin shachris. Yitzchak tikei tefillah mincha shenemar vayetzei Yitzchak lasuach basad elif nos erev. He went out to daven in the field in the evening. Ve'in sicha let tefillah shenemar tefillah la'anichiyatov lefnei Hashem yishpuch sicha. That's a reference to tefillah. Yaakov tikei tefillah arvish shenemar vayifka b'makom vayalan sham ve'in pegiya el tefillah shenemar vata al tisparel ba'ad ha'am hazev al tisar ba'adam rino tefillah ve'al tifka. So again, Yaakov was misakin tefillah shenemar. That's according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Why are you able to daven shacharis until chatzos according to the Tanakama? Shahari tamish shachar kari v'holi chad chatzos. So according to the Tanakama, you have until chatzos to bring the carbon tamid. For Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad arba shos, he says you have until the fourth hour. Shahari tamish shachar kari v'holi chad arba shos. V'nei amru tfilas hamincha ad ha'eres. Why do you have until shkia daven mincha? Shahari tamish shabeinar b'ayim kari v'holi chad ha'eres, because you have until shkia to bring the carbon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plaga mincha. Why? Shahari tamish shabeinar b'ayim kari v'holi chad plaga mincha. So yeah. So again, machlokas about what the latest time to bring the carbon tamish shabeinar b'ayim is. How come you have all night to daven Maariv? Because any of the fats of the carbon that weren't consumed on the mizbeach in the evening, you can bring them the entire course of the night. So how can we have a whole different carbon musaf? Shari carbon shal musafim kariv kol hayom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheva shel shari carbon musaf kariv holi chad sheva shel. Again, machlokas about what the latest time for the carbon is. The izohi mincha gadola. What's the earliest time to daven mincha? So that's from 6.5 hours into the day. So mincha ketana is generally assumed to be the ideal time to daven mincha later in the afternoon. That's 9.5 hours into the day. Ibay elu. Rabbi Yehuda plag mincha kama kamer or plag mincha acharona kamer. So when Rabbi Yehuda says that you daven by plag hamincha, so what does that mean? In other words, the word plag literally means to divide, to split in half. So does he mean the first half hour of that hour or the last half hour? In other words, is it into the 11th hour or before that? So Mar says Tashma, the sign of Yehuda, Omer plaga mincha acharona. Acharona amruvi he yud alav shos chaser review. So in other words, it's 10.75 hours into the day. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds plaga mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before shkia. So the Gemara asks, Nima to heaven to you after the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. So the court is against Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi said that what that tefillos were connected to avos. Now we're saying that they're connected to karbanos. Amar lachar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, no liolam ima lachar tefillos avos. Really, the avos from a sakin tefila. Vasmechid rabbanon karbanos, but the rabbanon made like a remez. Based on the karbanos, the ilo teimach, because you don't say that tefilas musaf for Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina man takana. Ela tefilas avos teknum asmechin rabbanon karbanos. In other words, there was none of the avos were sakin tefilas musaf. So rather, it means the avos were sakin the tefilos, but the rabbanon were made them dependent, so to speak, on the various karbanos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad avershos, you have until the fourth hour to daven shachris. Ibay lehu ad ve'abechlal oduma ad ve'loabechlal. Does that mean up to and including the fourth hour, or no? It means up means before the fourth hour. So it says Tashma Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plaga mincha. So I Omer pishlama ad ve'load bechlal. If you hold that Rabbi Yehuda meant but not including plaga mincha to daven mincha, so that's the machlokas. That's goofy what they're arguing about when it comes to mincha. But Eli Yamar Avi Adlichlal Rabbi Yehuda Haynu Rabbanan. If you hold that Rabbi Yehuda means I could daven up to and including plaga mincha, so then that's going to be then Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan seems to be saying the same thing, because at this point the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Yehuda holds that plaga mincha means plaga acharon. That was the word said before. In other words, the last half of the plaga mincha is really basically what we call shkia. So at this point the Gemara thinks that if Rabbi Yehuda holds Ad Bechlal, he has to hold it to Rabbanan. We'll see in the Gemara later that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't really hold it this way at all. But at least at this stage, the Gemara thinks that that's what it means. So the Gemara says, Elamai ad velo ad bechlal. So presumably then, what the Gemara means is that up to but not including plaga mincha, which means in this case before shkia. So the Gemara says, but one second, Ema seifa, v'sham musaf and kol ayom, Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheva shos. We had a machlok, because what the latest time to have a musaf is it the whole day or only until the seventh hour? V'sanya, hayu lefanav shtei tefilos, acha shom musaf v'acha shom mincha, v'spalo shom mincha v'achar kach shom musaf, shezo tedira, v'zo ena tedira. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mispal Shal Musaf Yachar Kashal Mincha. So Overes is Oina Overes. So we have the situation almost every single year. If you ever daven on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so if you're davening at a minute that starts after, let's say, 8 o'clock, so most likely you're going to run into a problem that you're not going to, unless you're at a really fast minion, you're probably not going to finish davening Musaf until after the Zman for Mincha kicks. So let's say that time of year, early, let's say the earliest Mincha will be, let's say, I don't know, 1:15, 1:30, whatever it is. So if you're still in Shul after that point and you haven't started Musaf yet, so it's Machlokas and Gemara what the din is. So according to the Tanakama, if I have a If I have a face-off between Mincha and Musaf, I have to have the Mincha first. Why? Because Mincha is more because we have a clock called Tadir Vashino Tadir Kodem, right? According to Tadakam, I have all day Daven Musaf, so I don't have to worry about, you know, finishing Musaf on time. I have the whole day of Daven, but now I have Daven Mincha, I have Daven Mincha first. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since you can't Daven Musaf after the seventh hour, so you have to Daven Musaf and then Mincha. So the Gemara says, "Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Ad VaAdbichlal Hand the Mishkachas Lehu Shtei Tzilos B'Hadei Adadi." So if I hold that, in other words, when the Gemara says you have until the seventh hour, that means up to and including, that's how I can have a situation where I'm going to run into a problem of having to daven both Musaf and Mincha, because the earliest time daven Mincha is going to be at that point. But Elo Iyam Ad VaLo Adbichlal Hichi Mishkachas Lehu Shtei Tzilos B'Hadei Adadi. How would I ever have a situation where I'm going to have Mincha and Musaf at the same time? So the Gemara says, "Kima Da Asila Shal Mincha Azla La Shal Musafin." Right? Once the Zman for Mincha kicks in, so now according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's too late to daven Musaf. If you hold that the latest time for Musaf is Ad VaLo Ad Bichlal, the seventh hour, that means that at this point it's too late to daven Musaf now, and I only have a chiyuv daven Mincha. So the Gemara says, "Ela Mai Ad VaAdbichlal." So now you're going to tell me that it really means you're right up to and including the seventh hour, and that's how I could have a situation where I daven both Musaf and Mincha. The problem is Kasherisha. Now I have a problem with the first part of the Brisa, because now you're telling me contradictory implications. Before you told me that the Brisa had to say before Ad VaLo AdBichlal. So the Gemara asks, "Mai Yikah Bein Rabbi Yehuda LeRabbanan Misvaras Hai Plag Mincha Plag Acharona Kamar Plag Rishona Kamar." No, the Brisa Rabbi Yehuda meant not Plag Acharona; it means Plag Rishona. That's what we call an hour and a quarter before Shkia. That's what he holds the latest time daven Mincha. So Hachi Kamar. Emas nafik plag yishona va'aya plag. When does the gate transition from the first part of plag to the last part of plag? Michinavki yudal shows chaser revia at 10 3/4 hours into the day. That's when the transition happens from the first plag to the second half of plag. Amr of Nachman afanan nami tnina. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava heyed chamisha dvarim shememanin asaktana shemasiyin asaisha al piyed achad v'al tarnigol sheniska b'Yerushalayim al shaharga sanefesh v'al yain ben arboim yom shenes nasik agabem isbeach v'al tomet shoshakar shekari ba'arba shos shemamina avad. This Bryce has nothing really to do with anything in our Gemara. It's kind of thrown tangentially, but he testified about five separate things. So the Gemara says the first thing was that they did miyun anaktana. Miyun means the halacha is that a father has the right to marry off his daughter who's under the age of 12. But the Gemara says that when she turns 12, when she becomes bas mitzvah, she has the right to refuse the marriage and walk out of the marriage even without a get. That's called miyun. So the Gemara says that he testified that one time Aktana walked out of a marriage with miyun, and that also shemasiyin as a isha piyed echad, that you can allow a woman to get remarried based on the testimony of one witness. Let's say a woman's husband went overseas, or he went out to fight in a war, and we don't know what happened. We don't know if he's alive or not. So generally speaking, she's an aguna, right? We can't allow her to remarry unless we have evidence one way or the other that her husband died. So the Gemara says, but the halacha is that if an eid echad comes into Bezdin and says, "I saw your husband drown, I saw your husband die," so we can believe. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? But we never believe in eid echad. How could he take the word of an eid echad here?" So the Gemara says, "In Yevamos, the reason why we believe him is because the Gemara says that isha mintzvah, the isha daiko mintzvah, the women will typically look into a situation very carefully before they just get remarried, because they know that if they get remarried without investigating, they might have a situation of mamzerus on their hands. So therefore, they're going to be very careful to look into it first." Then the Gemara says that the third thing was that there was a chicken who killed someone in Yerushalayim, and this chicken got stoned because that's a din that by a shor haniskal. The Gemara points out above a kama, the din of a shor haniskal is not limited only to a shor. Any animal that gores and kills someone is chayev skila. The Gemara says the reason why we talk about a shor is because that's a typical animal to do such a thing. But if any animal theoretically would be killed also. Then the fourth thing he says was that 40-year-old wine was used for nisuch hayayin on the mizbeach, meaning to say they used old wine on the mizbeach in order to accompany the various carbons, because that lost the status of what's called yayin migidah. We read in the parsha yesterday in parsha Pinchas. Right, the Torah says you have to use nesach shechar la Hashem. The halacha is that part of the nisach hayayin, the wine that you use to accompany a karban, has to be an intoxicating beverage. It has to be something which can get you drunk. So if the wine is still new, if it's still relatively new wine, so the Gemara says that yayin migito, wine that's fresh out of the wine press, doesn't have the ability to get you drunk. Only older wine does. So that's the din that they use 40-year-old wine to accompany the karbanos. And finally, the Gemara says that the tamid shel shachar could be brought up until the fourth hour. So you see, so that last thing is relevant to our Gemara. So you see from that fact that you can bring the karban Tamish al Shakar in the fourth hour, that it means Ad Bichlal. That's what says you're right. Meaning that the latest time to daven will be up until the fourth hour. Amar Rav Kahana Halach Rav Yehuda Ho Time Bichirasa Kvasay. That's what we pass like Rav Yehuda, because the brisa in Bichirasa is always an allusion to Pesach's Adios. Adios is called Bichirasa, which literally means the choicest of Mishnayos, the best Mishnayos, because Adios is all. If you look, all Mishnayos and Adios are all a bunch of random halachos that various Tanaim testified that they saw certain things happening because they gave testimony to it, and no one seems to argue with them on these halachos. So it's called Bichirasa. It's called it the best Mishnayos, because we always is possible like those Mishnayos la halacha. Then the Mishnah said, "The Tamid Shal Shachar Shakari Ba'arba Shos," right? That the Tamid Shal Shachar was offered up until the fourth hour in the morning. So the Gemara asks, "Man Tana L'Hadis Not?" Who taught the following verse? The pasuk says in Parshas Bishalach, "V'Cham Hashemesh Vinamas Ba'arba Shos." The pasuk says that if you left the mud out in the sun, right? In other words, you didn't gather the mud in on time. That's what Dustin and Aviram did. So the sun came and melted the mud. So the Gemara says that happened in the fourth hour of the day, meaning if you waited till the sun got up to the point of the fourth hour of the day, the mud was going to melt. So Ata Omer Ba'arba Shos. So Inu Ella B'Sheish Shos. Maybe it means the middle of the day. Maybe it means Chatzos. Who says it means the fourth hour? No. So Mari, who is the author of the Bryce that says Dafka means 4 hours as opposed to six? So Gemara says, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbanan. Why? Because he Rabbi Yehuda at Arba Shos, not Mitzafru. According to Rabbi Yehuda, up until the fourth hour is also considered the morning, and therefore you should still be able to say Shema. Yirabanan, Achatzos, Nami Tzafra. According to Rabbanan, Chatzos is also good to say Shemona Etzer, right? Because they all know the latest time Daven Shachar is until Chatzos. So the Gemara says, no. Iba Yisim Rabbi Yehuda, Iba Yisim Rabbanan. Iba Yisim Rabbanan, Amar Kra Baboker, Baboker, Chokei Lishnei Bekarim. The Pasuk continues in Beshalach and says, Baboker, Baboker. So the Pasuk divides up the day into two different sections of the morning. In other words, meaning to say that they only gathered in the mud in the first 3 hours, which is the first half of the morning, and the last 3 hours is the last half of the morning. So that would be 6 hours. Fiba Yisim Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Boker Yaseira Lahaktim Lo Sha Achas, the Chulama Miha Vacham Hashemesh Venamas Ba'arba Shos. Everyone agrees that the Chulama Hashemesh means the fourth hour, but the extra Ba'boker is teaching me that it had to be an hour before that. So the Gemara asks, My Mashma, how do you see from the Pasuk of Vacham Hashemesh Venamas that means the fourth hour in the day? So Amar Rabbi Achabar Yaakov, Amar Kra, Vacham Hashemesh Venamas, Ezo Yishash Hashemesh Cham, the Hatzel Tzonain, Heavy Omer Ba'arba Shos. The fourth hour of the day is a time when the sun is very hot and the shade is very cool. So apparently, at that point in the day, that's considered to be, according to Rabbi Huda, at least, that's considered to be the latest time of Davin Shemun Esrei. So then we said, Tilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, according to Tanakam, you have until Shkiat Davin Mincha, and according to Rabbi Huda, you have until Plaga Mincha. Amalei Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzchak, Hasam Amar Rav Kahana, Halachik Rabbi Huda, Hol Tanam Vechiras HaKvasei. Hakamai. So earlier, in other words, in the context of davening Shacharis, we said that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that the latest time of davening Shacharis is the fourth hour into the day, because the mission Adios, we said, siding with Rabbi Yehuda. What about by Mincha? Do we pass like Rabbi Mincha? So the Gemara says, Ishtik v'lo b'lo b'lo, he was silent. In other words, he didn't know what the din should be. Amar Rav Chisda, Nechsei Anan, Midirav Matzli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Mibod Yom, Shema Min Alach Rabbi Yehuda. So on the one hand, you see that Rav Davin made early Shabbos. Rav Davin Mincha early on Erev Shabbos. So maybe then we should say that Halach follows Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to daven Mincha already at the Plaga Mincha, the latest time David. So there was no other rabbi. Meaning, Rav Huna and Rabbanan lo avu matzeir or teshvam. I mean, like Rabbi Yehuda. But on the other hand, Rav Huna and Rabbanan dafka didn't daven until shkia. So maybe we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, one second. How should the Gemara hilchos alokemar lokemar? David kemar avu David kemar avu. The famous psak of the Gemara. It's basically not a psak. The Gemara says, since we have no conclusive proof one way or the other, the Gemara says you can basically do whatever you want. But it can't be contradictory. In other words, meaning to say you can't daven 7 o'clock mincha on Friday on Erev Shabbos in the summer because they're basically you're davening between plag and shkia. Right? In other words, you have to do it in a way where you daven mincha before plag and you daven ma'ariv after plag. You can't daven mincha after plag and then ma'ariv before shkia. It doesn't work.
No answer.
What?
No answer.
It's not. There's no answer. It's that you could do either or. It's just you have to be consistent. You can't daven mincha after plag and ma'ariv before shkia. You have to be consistent. So the Gemara says, Rav Ikla Leve Geneva. So in Geneva's house, they daven made early Shabbos. V'hava Matzle Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba La'achore De Rav. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was davening behind Rav. V'siyem Rav V'lo Paskei Letzluse De Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he says that Rav finished davening and Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't. He was still davening. So the Gemara says, Shema Minah Klas. You see three things in the story. Shema Minah Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. The number you can make early Shabbos. Shema Minah Mispal Talmud Achore Rav. That a Talmud should daven behind his Rebbe. You can't walk behind the person who's davening. So I'm sorry, walk in front of a person who's davening. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Shimon Levi, don't Rabbi Shimon Levi." Asher Lavor, can I get a mispal? You're allowed to walk in front of a person who's davening. Shimon Esrei asks the Gemara, "Ini v'har Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yasi, Chalfei, right? Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yasi used to pass by people who were davening. So Choritz Mutter. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yasi, Chutz la'arba Amos Hu deChalfei." He says they would pass by people when it was outside of their Dalan Amos. So if it's outside of their Dalan Amos, then you're allowed to pass in front of them. Rabbi Yirmiyah Hichi Avadachi. How can Rabbi Yirmiyah do this? So Ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Yolam Al Yispal Adam Lo Keneged Rabbi V'Lo Achori Rabbi. You're not allowed to daven either in front or behind your Rebbe. V'Sani Rabbi Leizer Omer Hamispal Achori Rabbi. V'Hanosin Shalom Rabbi. V'Hamachzer Shalom Rabbi. V'Hacholik Al Yeshiva. So Shal Rabbi. V'Homer Davar Shalom Shama Mipi Rabbi. Gorim Mishchena Shetzak Miyisrael. Says that if you daven in front of your Rebbe or behind your Rebbe, or if you greet your Rebbe, or if you return a greeting to your Rebbe, if you argue on your Rebbe, or you sit in your Rebbe's place, or you say something not in your Rebbe's name, so in all those cases you're causing the Shechina to leave Kal Yisrael. So how could could you daven in front of your Rebbe? So the Gemara says, no, Shain Rebbe Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the Talmud Chaver Hava. Rebbe Yirmiyah Bar Abba wasn't just a regular Talmud, he was what's called a Talmud Chaver. Talmud Chaver means he was also a Kali. He wasn't just a Talmud, he was also like on this, he was like the same age as his Rebbe. The Hainu the Kamar Le Rebbe Yirmiyah Bar Abba Le Rav, Mi Badalt, Amar Le In Badilna, Velo Amar Mi Badil Mar. In other words, the Gemara says that this expression of Umibadil, he was talking about the fact that he had stopped working. In other words, he had made early Shabbos and he had stopped working earlier on Friday. So he said to Rav, did you stop working? He didn't say did the master stop working. If it was really his Rebbe, he wouldn't have said did you stop working. He would have said did the Rebbe or did the master stop working. So I'm going to ask Umibadil, did Rav really stop working early on Erev Shabbos just because he made early Shabbos? V'amar Rabbi Yovan, Pamachas his follow Rebbe shol Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rebbe made early Shabbos. V'nichnas lamerchatz v'yatzav v'shanel l'mpirkin v'adayin lo chashicha. Rebbe made early. Daven Mariv on Friday night. It was still before Shkia. Then he went to the bathhouse and then he taught us some Torah, but it wasn't Shkia yet. So don't you see that even if I daven make early Shabbos, I'm not necessarily a Kabbal Shabbos yet. No, who the nichnas lahazia the kodem gzeira have? No, he was going to the shvitz. He was going lahazia to sweat, and that was kodem hagzeira. What does that mean? Kodem hagzeira. So the Gemara says in Shabbos that basman hazeh, the reason why you're not allowed to shower on Shabbos is what's called gzeiras habalanim. The Gemara says the maker then is really assuming that you're not using hot water, or whatever. Should be mutter technically speaking to go take a bath or shower on Shabbos. The problem is, the Gemara says that in the times of the Gemara, people used to, the bathhouse attendants used to, pull shtick and they would go heat up the water on Shabbos itself. So because of that, they come in a gzera that you can't use the bathhouse on Shabbos. So, but the Gemara says this was called a gzera. Before the gzera, Rebbe was going to the shtick, so it wasn't really called malacha. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Abayi Sharle, Ravdimi Bar Levi, Lechavruye Saleh, says that Abayi permitted, Rav Dimi to make in other words, after he davened on Erev Shabbos to go, like Rashi says it means that he basically used these like coals and sulfur to like smoke up this area. In other words, to go shvitz in. So Gemara says, "Who to usa havai?" That was a mistake. In other words, Abayi paskined incorrectly. So asks Gemara, "To usa mihadra? Are you allowed to?" In other words, the Gemara says that he was makabel Shabbos betos. That means, in other words, he thought he wanted to be makabel Shabbos. Now, and it turns out later on, he realized he wanted to do something before Shabbos started. So he took back his being makabel Shabbos. Gemara asks, "Are you allowed to do that? Can you retract?" In other words, if I took upon Shabbos on myself and then I realized, I want to do something before Shabbos. Or you got to retract that. The Ha'amar Avidan Pamachas Niskashu Shamayim Be'avim Kesvurim Ha'amlomer Chashicha. Who? It was really cloudy outside on Friday, so people thought that it was already dark. They thought because it got really cloudy, so the whole world was Makabel Shabbos, right? And next to the Beisak Knesses, his Palu Shamotzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. So in other words, it was Shabbos afternoon. It got really cloudy. They thought it was already Motzei Shabbos. It davened Mariv. Then Vinispazru Ha'avim Vizarcha Hakama. So then the clouds scattered and the sun was still shining. It was still clearly Shabbos. Ubo Vishalu Es Rebbe Va'amar Ho V'Hispalu. His Palu said it's too late. You already davened, so now the day's already over. So they were like, oh, shiny tzibur. Because since the whole tzibur davened already, we're not going to be matriachim to come back to shul a second time. So that's but in general, if I as an individual was makabel Shabbos, and then I realized that later on that I didn't want to be makabel Shabbos, and I can always back down from that kabbalah later on. Rav Chiya bar Avin, Rav Tzolish on Shabbos Shabbos. We said that Rav made early Shabbos, he davened early. Rav Yoshia Matzei Shal Motzei Shabbos Shabbos. Rav Yoshia used to daven Marav Motzei Shabbos. In other words, he would daven the Marav Motzei Shabbos early when it was still still before Shkia on Shabbos itself. Rav Tzolish on Shabbos Shabbos. Omer he said, and Omer Kiddush Al Kos. Omer Kiddush Al Kos. In other words, he davened Mariv early, but did he make Kiddush early also? So he says Tashma. V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos V'amar Kiddush Al Kos. That's what he passed. And then not only can I daven early, I can also make Kiddush early on Friday night. Rabbi Yoshia Matzle Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what about Omer Havdalah Al Kos? Omer Havdalah Al Kos. Are you allowed to say Havdalah Al Kos even when it's still Shabbos? That's outside. Tashma. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mispal Adam Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos V'amar Havdalah Al Kos. So yeah, in Chanami, you're allowed to say Havdalah also. Amar Rav Zera Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yelazar Amar Rav Chanina Amar Rav. Bitzad Amad Zeh Hispalel. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Shal Shabbos Rabbi Shabbos. He says in this corner, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi used to daven and make early Shabbos. He also Ula Amar Bitzad Tamara Hazeh. Bitzad Tamara Hava. Below Bitzad Amar. He said no, it was on the side of this date tree, not by this pillar. Below Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Hava. Ella Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi Hava. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi used to make early Shabbos. Below Shal Shabbos Rabbi Shabbos Hava. Ella Shal Motzei Shabbos Shabbos. And it's not that he made early Shabbos; it's that he would daven Mariv. He would daven Mariv early on Shabbos, going into Motzei Shabbos. So he said tefillah se'erev ein lakeva. He said that there's no limit for davening ma'ariv. So what does that mean? My ein lakeva. Ilema de iboy matzli kuli leilia. If it means I can daven the whole night, so then let's say tefillah se'erev kol halayla. Why didn't you just say you can daven the whole night? Ella my ein lakeva. What does that mean? Kaman damar tefillah se'erev rishus. That means that conforms with the opinion that holds that davening ma'ariv is only a rishus. You don't that there's no chiyuv davening ma'ariv. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel tefillah se'erev is from a gamliel omer chova. Rav Yeshua omer rishus. Machlokes whether ma'ariv is a rishus or a chova. Amar Abayi halacha kedivrei omer chova. Rav Amar halacha kedivrei omer rishus. Machlokes at a paskin. We generally assume halacha that technically ma'ariv Marv is a Rishus, but Tosfos points out that that doesn't necessarily mean a Rishus. It just means that if I have something else to do, then I don't have to Dal Marv. It doesn't mean that I can just stop not Dal Marv for no reason. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa B'Talmud Echad, Shebalef Meir Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Le'Tilas Arvis Rishus Ochova, Amar Le'Rishus, Balef Meir Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Le'Tilas Arvis Rishus Ochova, Amar Le'Chova. So again, they're arguing about whether Marv is a Rishus or Ochova. Amar Le'Halo Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Le'Rishus, Amar Le'Hamtinach Yikatsu Bali Treason Le'Beis HaMedrish. Wait till the, literally Bali Treason means the people who hold the shield. It means the people who were able to argue back and forth in Torah until they come to the Beis HaMedrish. Kishenichesu Bali Treason, Amar HaShoah V'Shoah Tilas Arvis Rishus Ochova. So he posed the question to them, is Marv a Rishus or Ochova? Amar Le'Rabbi Gamliel Chova, Amar Le'Rabbi Gamliel Lachachamim Klum Yeshadim Shecholik. Whatever. Says anyone think that Marv is really not a chuva? Amar Le Rabbi Yeshua, lav. So Amar Le, he says lav Rabbi Yeshua. I'm sorry. So Amar Le Rabbi Yeshua, lav Amar Le. V'alo mishimcha Amar Le. He says, what do you mean? I told you in my name that it's a rishus. So Amar Le Yehoshua, amod al raglecha v'yaidu b'cha. So he says, stand up on your legs and testify. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ragla v'Amar. He said, el mali ani chay v'hu meis yochol hachay l'hakchesh es hameis. So he says, if I were alive and he was dead, so then the one who was a living could contradict the one who's dead. How could I contradict him? He just told me that he holds a Marv's Rishus. So the Gemara says, Ha'ir Rabban Gamliel, Yoshev, Vidoresh, Rabbi Yoshua, Omer, Araglav, Acha, Rinanu, Kala, Amva, Amru, Lechutzpes, Aturgaman, Amod, Va'amat. So he says that, in other words, Rabbi Gamliel was sitting down, he was darshaning, and Rabbi Yeshua was standing on his feet, and the people were getting upset. They started to mock it, to make fun. They were upset that Rabbi Yeshua was standing for so long, and they said to Chutzpah Saturgiman, right, he was the person, he was one of the Asar Haruge Malkos. He was the person who was the translator. So they told him to stand up, and they said, Akamani Tzari Venizel, in other words, they said, how long is Rabbi Gamliel going to be mitzair? He's going to pain Rabbi Yeshua and make him stand up like this. So the Gemara says, Rashon Eshtaka Tzarei Bevechoros B'maisa D'Rab Tzadok Tzarei Hachanami Tzarei. So he says that, you know, he's been paining. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel has been bothering Rabbi Yeshua with all these different things. The Gemara is alluding to various stories. The Gemara says, by Rosh Hashanah, right, so he told him, right, that the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that that Rabbi Yeshua had a different cheshbon about when Yom Kippur was. Rabbi Yeshua was a day off from Rabbi Gamliel's cheshbon, so Rabbi Gamliel made Rabbi Yeshua come on the day that Rabbi Yeshua thought was Yom Kippur to come with his walking stick and to eat and whatever. In other words, to make a point that today is not Yom Kippur, that tomorrow or whatever it was Yom Kippur. So he says he's been bothering with that, as well as when it comes to the Gemara Mechoros and also the story about Rab Tzadok. The Gemara says the story about Rab Tzadok was that he had a Bechor, and Rabbi Gamliel also in that context told him to stand around, and now they're saying that he's painting Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel is painting Rabbi Yeshua again. So Tav and Avir, so they said the people were upset at Rabbi Gamliel. They said, you can't keep doing this to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't keep driving him crazy like this and making him stand and not follow his own psak. So they wanted to impeach Rabbi Gamliel and remove him from being the Rosh Hashiva. So they said, Ma Nokim, so who's going to take over for Rabbi Gamliel? So Nokim Rabbi Yeshua, so Baal Maaseh, you can't appoint Rabbi Yeshua because he is no Gaya B'davar. He is the person who's involved in this whole story. On the other hand, Nogbeilu Rabbi Akiva Doma Anishle Delays Leis Chosavos. Rabbi Akiva is a ger, so Rabbi Akiva doesn't have Chosavos. So maybe we're going to get punished because he doesn't have a Chosavos to back us up. And Nogbeilu Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria Dehu Chacham Dehu Asher Dehu Asiri LeEzra. Who, right, in other words, so maybe we should point out Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah because he's a chacham, he's wealthy, and he's a 10th generation descendant of Ezra HaSofer. So who chacham, how do we know, the ma'akshali mefarikli, be able to answer our questions. Who asher, the isle lefaluch leve kesar afu azalu falach. That if he has to go, you know, deal with the Caesar and with the government, he'll be able to deal with them, able to bribe them. And then also he's a Sirila Ezra, the isle chosavos, right, velo matzianishle. So he has yichos also, he's a 10th generation descendant of Ezra HaSofer. So asu v'amrule, nechali lamardele heavy reish masiv, the Ezra Rabbi Elazar, do you want to be the Rosh Hashiva? He says, let me go consult the people in my household. So as of Imlich, but the Mitzvah asked his wife, Amar Leish, she said, Dilma Ma'avrin Lacha. So they said, maybe they're going to, get rid of you also one day. So Amar La, Lishtami Shinesh Yomachad, Bekasa Demokra, Ulamachar Litvar. He says, it's better to be, you know, to be in this position of Chashivas for one day, even if it means tomorrow, then I'm going to be broken down and I'm going to be in even a lower spot than I am now. So Amar Leish, she said, Leish Lach Chivarta. So she said, okay, so then, in other words, she said to him, you don't have any white hair, so in other words, you don't look like a chashev person, like an older person, how can you take over the position as a Rosh Hashiva? So, Hahu Yoma Bar Tamni Sari Shnehav, he was 18 years old. Yisrachish Linis, a miracle happened, Vahajule Tamni Sari Dari Chivarta, he had 18 white hairs. Hainu the Gamar of Elzman Azari, the famous line we quoted earlier, also in the Haggadah, right? Harayani Kiven Shivim Shana, Velo Ben Shivim Shana, he wasn't literally 70, but he looked like 70 because he had developed white hairs at the age of 18. Tana, Osto Hayom Salkuhu Lishomer HaPesach. So that day they got rid of the guard who stood outside of the base medrash and let anybody come in. Why is there a guard outside of the base medrash? So Rabbi Gamliel Machriz, when Rabbi Gamliel made an announcement, he said, "Kol Talmid Shein Tocho Kevaru Lo Yikanes Beis Medrash." Gamliel said that anyone who's not pure in his motives, in other words, he doesn't really want to come to learn. He wants to come to the base medrash because it looks good. good because what's going on is shit across me, whatever it is. No, it's going to be for ulterior motives, so that's not good. Then we're not going to let him into the base measure. She has to be pure. So they used to have a guard there who would ascertain if the guy wanted to come into the base measure was really coming for the right reasons. But then when they kicked out Rabbi Gamliel, so they removed the guard. So then Hahu Yoma Itosu Kama Saf Sali. So that day when they removed the guard, they had a lot of benches to the base measure because a lot more people came in. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Pligi Ba Abba Yosef and Dustai Rabbanan Chadamar Itosu Arba Meya Saf Sali Chadamar Sheva Meya Saf Sali. Either 400 or 700 additional benches were added to the base medrash because of all the influx of people who were coming in. So Rabbi Gamliel got very nervous because he said maybe I withheld Torah from being learned from all these people who weren't coming in before, because he thought he was correct in his approach that you should only let people who are sincere. And he realized that a lot of people were coming to learn Torah that weren't learning Torah before. So what happened? They showed him in a dream, right? They showed him this like a broken jug. And which was supposed to symbolize the fact, in other words, it was saying that the people who were coming into the base medrash weren't necessarily fit to be there. However, velohi hahi liasuve daite hu da'achzu, like, in other words, it wasn't really true. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel was really wrong in what he did. The reason why they showed him in the dream was just to make him feel better. In other words, in reality, it was incorrect that he precluded people from coming to learn, even if they had ulterior motives. Tana. Idios bo bayom nishnis. So Mesechus Idios, as we pointed out before, in the Gemara, Idios was called Bechirasa, right? The choices of Mishnais, because all these various testimonies were given. So they were all given on that day, on the day when Rabbi Gamliel was removed. Whenever the Gemara uses the expression bo bayom, so it refers to this day. There was no halacha that wasn't clarified, that wasn't explained in the base medrash on that day. Even from Gamliel, who just got impeached from his position, he came back to the base medrash that day also. So Yehuda, who was a convert from Amun, came to the base medrash. Amr Lehem, Ma'ani Lelo Bakal. Yes, he posed the question, am I allowed to marry a Jew? Can I marry the Klal Yisrael? So Amr Lehem Gamliel, Asher Atal Lelo Bakal. He says, you cannot marry the Klal Yisrael. Amr Lehem Yeshua, Mutter Atal Lelo Bakal. Amr Lehem Gamliel, Vahalok Farnay. And Amari says, "Lo yavo amonim avi b'kal Hashem." It says, "But what do you mean? The person from Amon is not allowed to marry into the Jewish people." Amar le Rabbi Yeshua, "V'chi Amon amovim kol manhin yoshvin." For all the time, Chirav Melech Hashem revealed all his kol umos. Shemar vasiru gvulos amim vasido seim shosti va'orid ka'avir yoshvin. We call the parsh miru parsh. But we know that Sanhedrin already came and mixed up all the nations, so none of the nations are who they are. Anyone who supposedly is Amon amov are not really Amon amov anymore. Right? The Gemara says that now we follow the rove. So now he's coming from after Sanhedrin mixed up everyone. So now we can assume that he's coming from the rove and he's probably not Amon or Moav. So Amar le Rabbi Gamliel, "V'halo kfar ne'am." But the pasuk then says in Yirmiyah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return all the people of Ammon, and they've already been returned. So Gamliel says, so l'chora he should still also be called a person from Ammon. He should be ushered to marry the Klal Yisrael. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua v'haluk far ne'amar. It says v'shavti yeshuvos ami Yisrael v'adayin lo shavu. But it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has yet to return the people from Klal Yisrael who are returning to him, and Hashem hasn't done that yet. So miyad he tiru lo v'kosu. At that point, they permitted him to marry the Klal Yisrael. Amar Gamliel ho v'hachi hava izil v'yifaisel Rabbi Yeshua. Now that this happened, I have to go appease Rabbi Yeshua for everything I did to him. He saw that the bricks of his house were black. I realized from the fact that your bricks are black that you're a blacksmith. Woe to the generation that doesn't know the tsar that Talmud Chacham experiences, how he has to you know make a parnasa and string a few coins together just to make ends meet. Right, he wasn't able to be self sufficient otherwise. He had to be a blacksmith. So he asked him for mechila for everything that he had done to him. So the Gemara says lo ashkech be. So he says Rabbi Yeshua ignored him. Then he said asa b'shvil kvod abba. So then the Gemara says pia. So in other words, he says you should forgive me for out of the kavod for your father. So at that point he forgave him. So the Gemara says. Amru man nizel v'leimel hu l'rabbanan. Who's going to tell the rabbanan that we've made up? So Amr lahu hahu koves ana, right? Azilna. So he says, I'm going to send this launderer. So shalach lahu Rabbi Yeshua levi midrasha. Man de lovish mada, you lovish mada. Man de lo lovish mada. Yemer li la man de lovish mada. Shalach madecha v'ani elbashay. So he says, the person who wears these clothes, and there's a person who wears this kind of cloak, he should say to the person who is normally wears the cloak, meaning to say the nasi. Then so he should say to him, you're going to now put on this cloak. You're going to put on this levush now. And the person who doesn't normally wear it, he should say, you should send these clothing, and I'm going to wear them. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua was saying basically that I'm going to take over as the head. So Amar Lahu Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan Troku Gali to Lo Lisu Avde the Rabbi Gamliel the Litzaru Rabbanan. So he says lock the door of the base medrash so this way Rabbi Gamliel doesn't come in and start bothering the Rabbanan the way that he did to Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua Mutav the Ikum the Ezel Anu Legabai. Let me go and appease him. So also Tarif Abava, he went and knocked on Rabbi Gamliel's door. Amar Le Mizeh Bein Mazeh Yazeh V'Sheinu Lo Mazeh V'Lo Bein.
Mazeh. Yomar lemazeh ben mazeh meimecha meimara ve'efrecha ifar mikla. So it's talking about this expression has to do with paraduma. Right? The Gemara says that he said to him, mazeh ben mazeh. In other words, the mazeh means the sprinkler, the one who sprinkles ashes, the paraduma, the son of... Yeah, so he says the one who sprinkles the ashes of the paraduma, the son of the one who sprinkles, yazeh, he should sprinkle. V'she'enu lo mazeh v'lo ben mazeh, one who's not, didn't sprinkle the ashes, the son of one who didn't sprinkle the ashes, yomer lemazeh ben mazeh, should say to the one, the sprinkler, the son of the sprinkler, meimcha meimara ve'efrecha efer mikla, that the water you use comes from a cave, and the ashes you used are efer mikla, that's certain types of ashes. And the Gemara explains what that's referring to is, again, it's the same expression that Rabbi Yeshua was using, but in a different context. He was saying that, in other words, he was calling him a Kohen, the son of a Kohen, because he used to sprinkle the ashes of the Para Aduma, and he was saying that you're using regular ashes as opposed to the ashes from the actual Para Aduma. Amarle Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Nispayasta, Klumasinu El Bishlo Kevodcha. He says Rabbi Yeshua has been appeased, and we were only not allowing Rabbi Gamliel to come back out of your own kavod. So Lamach Raniva Atanaskil Episcopal, we're going to go to Rabbi Gamliel's house tomorrow. So Amar Hechi Navi, what should we do? Niavre, if we go by his house, Kimiri Malamakodishli Moridin, we can't bring him back because that's going to be, because the din is that you always have to go up in Kedusha. So in other words, if we just in other words, if we're going to bring Rav Gamliel back, well, we're going to demote him and not make him the nasi again. So that's going to be more reading about kodesh. On the other hand, Gemara says nidrosh marcha de shabsa. If each of you switch off, and you know, 1 week you give the drasha, and the next week he'll give the drasha. So asay lekanuye. So then that's going to lead to jealousy. So the Gemara says el lizrav Gamliel klas de shabsa. Rav Elazar ben Azariah chad de shabsa. So Rav Gamliel will give the drasha 3 out of 4 weeks a month, and Rav Elazar ben Azariah will give it the fourth week. Behind the Amar Mar Shabbos Shomi Yahisah Rav Elazar ben Azariah Yahisah. That week was the week of Rav Elazar ben Azariah to give the drasha. Also Talmid Rav Shmuel ben Yochai Hava. That Talmid who heard the drasha was Rav Shmuel ben Yochai. He said Rav Shmuel Musaf and Kol Yom. You have the whole day. According to Tanakh, the whole day Davin Musaf. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, v'nikra poshe. But if you wait Davin Musaf till the end of the day, you're called a poshe. You're someone who's negligent. Tan Rabbanan, how you the fun of shtei tefilos? Achas shel mincha v'achas shel musaf. Mispa'ol shel mincha v'achar kam mispa'ol shel musaf. Shezo dibes v'enetir. According to Tanakh, Davin mincha before musaf, because mincha is more tadir. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer mispa'ol shel musaf v'achar kam mispa'ol shel mincha. Shezo mitzvah veres, shezo mitzvah sheino veres. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't Davin musaf after the seventh hour, so you're going to lose the mitzvah. You don't Davin right now. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, halacha mispa'ol shel mincha v'achar kam mispa'ol shel musaf. So we paskin that if you're in a situation where you can only daven mincha, or daven mincha has kicked in, you really have daven mincha and then musaf. Rabbi Zeira, ki have a cholish mi girsei, have a ozel v'yazel 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 Rabbi Nassan bar Tuvi. He was ill and he couldn't learn properly. He was sitting by the entrance of Rabbi Nassan bar Tuvi. Omar, ki chalfi rabbanon az ikum mikamayu v'akabel igra. So when the rabbanon come, I'm going to stand up for them and I'm going to get scarred for that. So nafak asa Rabbi Nassan bar Tuvi, Omar lei man, Omar halacha v'medrash. Who said over a halacha in the base medrash today? Omar lei halchi am Rabbi Yochanan, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda mispala dursa musaf v'achar k'Rabbi Yehuda mispala. So we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass that really, if I have the situation of mincha and musaf, I should be down musaf first. Rabbi Yochanan, Amra, in. He says, yeah. So he asks him, was Rabbi Yochanan the one who said this? He says, yeah. He says, Rabbi Yochanan said this din. So Tanavinei Arban Zimni. So he chazer the din 40 times. Amar lei, chada hilucha o chadas hilucha. Is this the first time you're hearing this? In other words, he's saying, is this a new din to you or an old din to you? In other words, is this the first time you're hearing and you're just chazer because you like the din so much, or maybe this is a brand new din? You just never heard it before. He says, no, it's an old din, because I'm not sure if he passes like Rabbi Shimon Levi in this regard. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. If you daven musaf after the seventh hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Allah v'kasuv omer, guni mimoed asafti mimcha hayu. So the pasuk means that if you daven after the seventh hour, because you passed up the time for proper tefillah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to gather you in and then destroy you. So my mashma dahavi guni lishna de tavru. How do you know the word guni implies that someone will destroy you? Rav Yosef Tavra Asi Al Sinei on the base Yisrael Al Da'achru Zmani Mo'adai Adi Yerushalayim. Targum Yonasan says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to gather us in and destroy us for delaying tefillah and the proper time. Am Rabbi Elazar Kam Espal Tefillah Shal Shachar La'achar Arba Shos. Rabbi Yehuda Lava Kassav Omer Guni Mimoed Asafti Mimcha Hayu. Again, if you daven Shachar after the fourth hour according to Rabbi Yehuda, so again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy you. My Masra Da'ai Guni Lishna De Tzara. Who any that it refers to Tzar Tichsev Dofa Nafshi Mituga. It says that your nefesh, your soul is crying. It says that the besulos are their new ghosts. In other words, they're upset, and it's bitter for them. Rav Avya Chalash, he got sick. Velo Asal Apirka de Rav Yosef. He couldn't make it to Rav Yosef's shir. Lemachar ki Asa, when he came the next day. So ba Abay la Anuche Daite de Rav Yosef. I wanted to appease Rav Yosef because he was the Rosh Yeshiva and he used to give drashas every single Shabbos. He wanted to appease him the fact that he didn't show up. So Gemara says, Amarle, my time Velo Asal Apirka. Why did you come to the shir? Amarle, the Havachalish Libay. I was sick. Velo Matzina. Amarle, so Amaylo Taamt Midivas. Why don't you eat something and come? come to this year. So he says, but didn't we say about that price that that was only when you're in the tzibur? Meaning, if I'm in shul with a minion, I can't daven before the tzibur does. But if I'm at home, so then echanami I can daven earlier. But the Gemara says we don't pass neither like Rav Huna nor like Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rav Huna had Amran, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, kevin shiigias man tilas amincha asur lo adam shiichem klum kol nishis baal tilas amincha. Once the zman amincha kicks in, you're not allowed to daven before you cannot eat before you daven mincha. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana he misbal bechnisas lebeis hamedrash uvitzias utfila ketsara. When Rabbi Nachman ben Akana entered the shul when he would daven, so he would say a short tefila when he entered and when he left. Amr lo, he said, ma makom with tefila zo? What's the place of this tefila? Amr lehem bechnisas yani misbal shelo yera dvar tekal al yadi. When I enter the shul, I daven that nothing bad should come about through me. Uvitzias yani nosi no da al chelki. I thank Hashem for the chelki that He's given me. Tan rabbanan bechnisas umah. What did he say? Here it's on the lefanach Hashem. Okay, shelo yera dvar tekal al yadi. Nothing bad should come about through me. Lo akashel dvar halacha. No, I shouldn't stumble in halacha. And my friend should be happy with me. I shouldn't mess up a psak. And I shouldn't mess up in halacha. My friend should be happy with me. When he left the base medrash, right? We both get up early. So that's the tefillah that he said. Yezer nechnesu talmidav levakro. He went to visit him, and he was sick. Amar lo Rabbeinu, lamanu orchos chayim v'niskem lechayim olam ba. Teach us the ways of life, so we can be zochet to olam haba. Amar lehem hizaru b'chvor chaverichem. So be careful about how you honor your friends. U'meno b'neichem and ahigayon. Don't let your children ponder philosophy too much. Hoshivum bein birkei talmidei chacham. Let them grow up amongst on the knees of talmidei chachamim. Shatan espalim when you daven. Du'u lefnei miatem ondim. Know in front of whom you are davening. V'shvilkach tisku lechayim olam ba. That's the way you're going to get olam haba. U'keshachol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai nechnesu talmidav levakro. They went to visit him. Kevin Shara Usam, his glucose has started to cry. Amru Talmidav, Ner Yisrael Amud Hayimani Patish Chazak Mimneima Ataboka. They said, you know, candle of Israel and the right hand and the strong hammer. Why are you crying? Amar lehem ilu lefnei melech baser v'dam hayu molichen osi shayom kanu machar bakevers im koei salai im kaso kasolam v'yemo sarani ini suru esrolam v'mimisini im yisaso misasolam v'ani yachol lefayes so bedvarim l'shachtu b'mamon afapichin ayisi boches. He says in front of a regular king. So yeah, even though he could kill me and he could do whatever to me, but I can always appease him. And even if he kills me, it's not going to be. I'm going to at least live in the next world. But he says. If he gets angry, he's angry at me forever. He'll forbid something to me forever. He'll kill me, it'll be forever, even Olam Haba. When I can't appease him and I can't bribe him, I have no idea where I'm going to go to Ganeda or Gehenna. Should I not cry over that? So the Talmid said, give us a bracha. The fear of Hashem should be upon you like the fear of regular people. I'm going to tell you that Arkan, but only like Basar Vadam. We shouldn't fear Hashem more than Basar Vadam. Amar lehem ulevai. He says, how do you should fear Hashem just like Basar Vadam? Teidu, you should know this is true. Kesha Adam over Avira, Omer Shalim Radam, because if a person doesn't have Avira, he'll say, oh, no one can see me. Yeah, but Akash Baruch Hu can see you. So halavai, you should fear Hashem at the very least like Basar Vadam. Bishas Ptiras, when he's about to die, he said, Panu Kelim Nehatuma, Vihinu Kisa Lechis Kemal Chuda Shabbat. So he says, clear out the Kelim from the house so that this way they don't become Tameh. And he says, that I'm being escorted, prepare a chair, a throne for Chizkiyahu HaMelech, because he's coming to escort me to the next world. Okay, we'll stop here.